The Hologram of Life. I would speak with you now about how you make your own reality, lowercase r, and how you live within that reality, and how you are not separate from your reality. I would use an example shown in one of your science fiction movies, the one known as Star Wars, where there was shown the hologram of a sword fight, and ones in the movie were watching the sword fight as if it would be right in front of them. This is truly a good example of what you are doing. You are making a much larger hologram, inviting all the ones to be in your hologram to play with each other or not, and you are watching what is going on. You have invited everyone to be part of what you are experiencing, and often separated ego will say, well, if you are creating the hologram and you see that there is warring going on between brothers and sisters and sister, you must be doing something wrong. You are guilty of bringing what you call the negative into the picture. But in truth, when you stand back from it, and you are in the place of beholder, you watch how even the seemingly most horrendous acts bring forth awakening with the people who are involved in those acts, and also with the ones who are watching what is happening, having it brought to them on a television screen via your news media, sometimes feeling your heart open for the ones who are enacting these parts. There is much more that is happening beyond the appearance, and there is much opportunity for love and awakening. Oftentimes, an experience that seems to be most horrendous allows one to see and feel compassion, sympathy, and understanding. The heart opens, and there is oneness with the person or persons going through the experience, so that you feel you are walking in their sandals. Truly, you have walked in their sandals. You have experienced warfare, conflict, challenge. Otherwise, there would be not the chip on your computer that registers and says, yes, I understand this. You have lived those lifetimes to the place where you now understand how it feels to be in such a situation. And your heart does open, and you reach out in worldly ways that are tangible to help ones with gifts of different kind. If ones come to your doorstep, if they are your neighbors and they need something, your heart opens, and you share with them what you have. With ones who may be a bit farther away, you send whatever you can send. In other words, you do as your guidance tells you. In that moment, there is a knowing of oneness, a knowing that the brother's sister is walking in sandals, that I have walked in other lifetimes, otherwise I would not recognize it. I would not know what they are going through. So it brings in you a knowing of oneness. Everything, as I say to you over and over, leads to the realization of oneness. Every happening, no matter how it looks, has in it the potential for awakening and realization that you are one with each other. You understand feelings. You understand journey. You understand each other because you have been there, no matter what one is going through, and your heart opens to support the other ones on their journey. That is the message that I gave to you 2,000 years ago, that truly you are your brother. You are the love that you seek. How could you give it to another one if you are not already that which you give? You would not know it. You are the love that you give to other ones, and you are that which you seek. Everything is within your consciousness. Everything that you see, everything that you experience, everything that you see others experiencing is within your consciousness. There is truly only one of us having the experience that the one is expressing as many. That is who and what you are. You are the one expressing as the many. Separated ego love to support the belief that you are separate from each other. You look out and see different bodies and you say, well, I must be separate from the other ones. But in truth, beyond the energy of the body, you are joined in consciousness, in oneness. That which you would seek, you can outpicture in your consciousness. You are that powerful. We have talked about this many, many times as to how powerful you are. So powerful, so creative that you can bring your point of consciousness to a place where you say, I am a body. I am a personality separate from others. I have talents that are separate from others. I drive a different vehicle than others do. I have different challenges, different family, different generational teaching than others do. Separated ego love to support that script. However, in your consciousness, there is a knowing that if you will stop for a moment or so, you will ask yourself, as the computer that you are, where is this knowing coming from? Why do I recognize it? How can I recognize what is going on? It is because truly, as the energy, the infinite energy of oneness, you allow yourself, lowercase s, to experience yourself as separate, but in truth, you are not. You have tested this. As you have been coming through life, you have found something that you have loved or someone that you have loved, and you have lost yourself in that love. You have seen only the loved object, whether it be another person or whether it be a beloved pet or even an occupation, and you have felt the unconditional expanse of love, which for a moment or so does not recognize separation. You know that you are the same energy. You love that one or that expression of self so much that you lose the limitations of who you have thought yourself to be, and you are in joy, divine joy. Everyone has his own point of consciousness at the seemingly separate point of focus, and yet right below that, at a deeper level of understanding and knowing, it is as a stream of consciousness where you are as one, and you flow as one in the hologram that you are making. Now, if there are things in your hologram that you want to shapeshift, you can do that. You work with allowing, first looking at what there is in the hologram as you understand your life to be, and then allowing everything to be seen as good. You have that saying in your holy scriptures that God, you, made everything. And on the seventh day, in other words, the last finished day, you looked at everything and you called it good. And sometimes you have forgotten that part. You now look at things and it is habitual, but if it is a habit, it can be changed to look for what is wrong. You have been taught by generational teaching to look for what could be made better, what is wrong, even a small thing that could be perfected a bit. It is already perfect, but you have been taught by generational teaching, the parents, the grandparents, the ancestors have said, life is imperfect, and you as a small one have said, well, they have lived more years than I, they must know. And so you have bought the message that was given to them down through the generations. Seeds have been planted a long time ago, even before this lifetime, and those seeds of desire to know harmony and oneness are growing. They are as little seedlings growing, becoming stronger, becoming more a part of your awareness. You work with this from time to time, and as an idea comes to you and you wonder, where did that idea come from? Well, it comes from the little seedling that was planted many, many lifetimes ago of wanting to awaken to the place of divinity, the place that knows oneness with all, the place that says, I am okay because you are, and I want to feel that. I will start with acknowledging that for myself. It has been habitual training to look outside of yourself to separated, individuated energy and to ask for validation from others. If others see my worth and they mirror it back to me and they say how wonderful I am, that I must be okay. But if they don't recognize the angel that I am, the light that I am, the little child, capital C, that I am, then I must not be worthy. It has been generational teaching for a long, long time to look outside of yourself to others for validation. But there is really nothing outside of yourself. So start with validating yourself. First thing in the morning when you wake up, you take a deep breath. Know that truly you are a work of wonder that allows that deep breath to energize the body. Recognize the miracle that you are doing in that moment of focusing upon the form of energy that you have brought together called a body. Recognize the miracle was not there a moment before. You are a wondrous being that you can bring together this hologram and call it real. Now, your reality, capital R, is what allows you to use the energy to make your reality, lowercase r, and to feel that this reality is true. But your true reality is divine. Your world is coming to a place where it no longer being able to be so separate, one country from another. You have a global understanding. Your news media has seen to that, and your internet, your World Wide Web, is very good at keeping you connected with ones whom you may never see with the physical eye. But you know what is happening with them. You have an understanding at this point that everything looks like it is in chaos. Some of it is going through upheaval and will continue to go through some upheaval because you have wanted to know global harmony. Therefore, your hologram, as you are making it, says, well, we have to have some ingredients in here of change. If it is not global harmony right now, and it is not, as it appears, we need to have some change. So in the hologram that you are putting forth moment by moment with your consciousness, there is upheaval. But upheaval, as we have said you many, many times, is good. It is necessary. For when you go out to till the soil, to make some time of a garden of your farm crops, the first thing you do is till the soil. You go through and you upheave it. You make the upheavals and then you plant. And as I have said, you have planted. The seedlings are growing, and you are knowing the goodness of those seedlings, Even if separated ego says, oh, well, you've tried this before and it's not going to work. One more time, you nurture that ceiling of hope by saying, look, I want my hologram to look different. And so, with the determination to see things differently, it happens. It has to happen. You are the creative one, seemingly expressing as the many, who is creating moment by moment that which you experience in your consciousness. Take that deeply within the consciousness. You are the creative one, seemingly expressing as the many, who is creating moment by moment that which you experience in your consciousness. As I have said, you have done this many, many, as you understand lifetimes to be, so many times that separated ego says, well, you have evidence that whatever you try to change for the better won't work. But where is that evidence? The evidence resides in memory, in an old computer program which in truth is outdated. It will not work in your computer any longer. You have actual computer programs that are like that. They served you well for a while, and then you got a new computer, or you upgraded your computer. What happened? The old program would not run. Well, that is where you are now with the hologram that you are living. Some of those old programs do not run any longer. That which seemingly happened to you a long time ago in this lifetime, or even yesterday, where does it exist? Truly nowhere. Only in memory as you bring it up and you try to relive it. But it is not real. It is no longer real. And you, as the creative master that you are, can say unto it, be gone. I don't want you in my memory. You're an old program that does not serve me. I'm going to replace it with an upgrade. As the creative one that you are, you can change anything and everything in your hologram that you are living if you have the will and the determination to breathe and to say, I am determined to see things differently. Hey, you know, life is really fun. I have a lot of friends. My group of friends has been growing and expanding, and I really feel good about it. I thought I only had maybe one or two friends, but you know, everywhere I go, I make a friend. I see them as a friend, and then they are a friend. I have lots of friends, and I'm not afraid to go to a new place and make another friend. It is a talent that I have. As you will see another one as being a friend in your hologram, that is what they are, what they have to be. That is how powerful you are as a creative master. You smile. Sometimes they smile back right away. Sometimes they look at you questioning and say, what's going on? But it is okay. You smiled. You have put light into your hologram. You have lived the lifetimes of dark holograms enough that you know those programs. But those programs are not with you any longer, and they serve you no longer. You do not need them. You have upgraded. You are leaving them behind. They no longer exist for you except as you bring them into the now reality. So you do not have to have them as companions in your holograms. If you will understand this concept and really take it to heart, not just mentally, but really take the message to heart, that what you are living is a hologram of your making, you will begin to understand oneness. If you will take it to heart and really feel oneness with everyone, all of your hologram is going to shift and change. It has to, because you are the one making it. You are the one living in the middle of it. If you could, and you can, step outside of the hologram for a moment, and this is what I have spoken of as the beholder, to see the hologram that you are making of how one friend and another friend and another friend and another friend are interacting with you on a certain topic, in a certain way, you would begin to understand not just mentally. Mentally is good. It is a good start. It has to start there first because it has been your training to start with the mental first. But then take it to the heart and feel how you are interacting with everyone and how you are part of what you are looking at. You would be in awe of what you are creating, not judgment. Do not be in judgment of it. Separated ego, because of habitual evidence, is going to say, well, this hologram is not really perfect. Separated ego, again, is a program that you no longer need. You are finished with it. Look at the hologram that you are living and call it good because it is. Take my message to heart. Examine, as the beholder, the hologram of what you are putting into your seeming reality, lowercase r. Do not judge, but be in awe of what you have created. I leave you in love. So be it.